Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are here with, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Bello Knock. I'm a comic daredevil, and I am with Funumbula at the MGM National Harbor.
Yep, and it will be there from June 29th through July 13th, so get your tickets now. Thanks for joining us. Explain what Funumbula is. I mean, people have been to circuses and Cirque du Soleil and magic shows. You know, they've been to it. They're familiar with the, what do we say, the genre. But tell us how Funumbula differs and transcends sort of those lines.
Yeah, well, it really does transcend, because the word Funumbula is the French word for wire walker, balance, a guy with an uncanny sense of balance. And this show comprises of the producer of it is Dreamcast Entertainment out of Las Vegas. His name is Misha Matorin, and he's really the brainchild behind it. He created five, six different acts that started Cirque du Soleil, and was with them for many, many years, the iconic permanent shows that were in Vegas. So he comes from that history and background. Mine is more circus, although I've created shows and acts for Cirque du Soleil, but seven generations of my family have been entertainers, both sides of the family, but daredevils. And together we create this show called Funumbula. Now, if people are listening and going, okay, so why does that name sound familiar? You may or may not have seen a man get shot out of a cannon on America's Got Talent and flew over a helicopter. That was me. I'm the guy with a foot tall orange hair. I wear a tuxedo. People have seen me on three, maybe four different seasons of America's Got Talent. I lost all of them, but I was Britain's Got Talent. Champions on Britain's Got Talent, and have done World's Got Talent for one, 100 million viewers. Wow. in that. And people may remember me from my time with Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth. We used to play Fairfax, DC, the Armory, but I was the headliner there from 2000 to 2008. So that is what makes up the show, or the makeup makers of the show. It is absolutely fun for the whole family. If you like circus, we've got it here. No animals. If you like Cirque du Soleil, we've got the innovators, creators of Cirque du Soleil. But it's also in this beautiful setting of this unbelievably state-of-the-art showroom at National Harbor.
Wow. And yeah, I'm sure some of our listeners definitely will recognize you from all those different shows you've been.
Yeah.
Especially
Big
getting
Apple
shot
Circus,
out of
Ringling
what,
Brothers. Yeah.
What is the secret to getting shot out of a cannon over a helicopter? Like, when you're in the cannon, like before they literally light a fire under your ass, like are you like praying it goes well? And then as soon as it shoots out, do you just try to stay like, you know, aerodynamic? Or, you know, yeah. I want to know
so
the inside of that.
You want to know the ins and outs. Boy, you got some great questions. Okay. Number one, to answer your question, you have to be the right caliber.
Okay, right, thank caliber. You. No, that's pretty good.
So here's what happens. If you get inside of a human cannon and then hope everything goes well, that's like getting inside the space shuttle and wondering if it's everyone involved, just like this show here, everyone involved has the same outlook and determination. And that is for a success. Failure is never an option. I'm 53 years old. I have been doing stunts my entire life. I traveled around the world with Walt Disney and Walt Disney's brother, Roy Disney, when I was 3 years old. So when I say my entire life so far, it's 50 years. no broken bones. And I have done every single entertainment from X Games, Nitro Circus Games, stunts, circus, Cirque du Soleil. I've done everything and no broken bones. So, but I'm also the guy who builds, designs, and creates these devices. So here at this show, you're going to see the motorcycle globe. We call it a sphere of fear. The towering sway pole that people saw me do on America's Got Talent. And 50 foot tall, like a spaghetti noodle, a dried spaghetti noodle. You climb to the top and it sways back and forth. Hopefully it doesn't snap. But you got three motorcycles, but a total of five people inside that cage of doom. But we also have Cirque du Soleil artists that will bring, they'll bring amaze, wonder, and awe, But that's just one emotion. We love bringing families together. When you think about a beautiful casino like this, it may be for a business getaway, a getaway, but it's usually for a certain demographic. Shows like this, there is no demographic that is not going to enjoy this. If I told you, this is a very bold statement, there is no other form of entertainment that four generations can sit and enjoy for 90 minutes. This show brings families together. And that is super important, critical, especially after the 2 years that we spent, you know, where everyone was separate, 6 feet away at best, right? This is a show that four generations can enjoy, laugh, bring emotion, and bring question. And then afterwards, all the beautiful restaurants and enjoy the pleasure of just walking the promenade of this beautiful National Harbor.
Nice. Now, you said that you just said that growing up that you had family members that were also tightrope walkers and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were they inspired by like Philippe Petit, you know, the Man on Wire guy, or did they? Sure. I want to know how did this become a family thing?
Yeah. So you mentioned people. It's a small world inside the industry. Okay. Like any industry. My best friends were anywhere from Kenny Rogers, who just passed away a little bit ago, David Copperfield, to the guys at Cheap Trick. So it's very, wow. But inside of our industry of circus, there's no one I don't know. And I say circus, even the Cirque du Soleil is only the word circus in Cirque is the French word. So sure. My family, from both sides of my family, seven generations back have been entertainers. My daughter carries on the tradition. She's the eighth generation of our family that is a professional entertainer. She has her own show at SeaWorld of San Diego. So my family's history dates back to 1772. That's older than America. In 1840, they founded their own circus. And I'm still doing it today because, one, I've got this legacy. Now, with those big burden to carry, you would say, of the family tradition, my parents never forced me to carry on the tradition. They just said we had to try it for 30 or 40 years. after that, I was free to make any decision. But here's what happens. I say that jokingly, but no amount of money can pay you to risk your life if you don't enjoy it. No amount of money could pay you to be in an occupation that you don't enjoy. And let me just tell you, I'm a comedic daredevil, right? A comedian. I'm a clown. The three top fears in the world are fear of heights, right? It's in the top three, top five.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of heights, fear of failure, being laughed at, and fear of being in front of a large audience. I make a living and enjoy doing all three at once. People will laugh at me, a large audience, when I'm 40, 50, 60 feet in the air. And there's no amount of money that could make you live this lifestyle and do that. It is seeing the enjoyment, the pleasure of just imagine when they see one person on stage, we see thousands of family. This showroom seats that 3,000 people. We've cut it off because we want to have perfect sight lines. I bet you we have about 2,000 of the seats available. And we want everyone to have a great view, feel immersive, feel like they're part of the show. This is not a show that you just go and go, okay, well, we're just going to sit back and watch and see what happens. Everyone leans forward and has to pick their jaw up off the ground during the show at one point or another.
I absolutely love it. Before we run, I wanted to ask real quick, don't you own a Guinness World Record for a cruise ship walk?
Yes, sir. Actually, I own 16 of them, but...
Oh my gosh. Well, what are some... You don't have to list all 16, okay. but what are some of the big ones?
some of the big ones. So walking a wire on a cruise ship. So you mentioned Philippe Petit. I have designed and set wires for that man. And Nick Walenda, the man who walked over Niagara Falls, trained under me for 4 years, lived on my property. There are family members. So talking about my father and my family, there are people outside of our industry that names that might be famous outside the industry, inside the industry, very respected because there's always a safety factor and a, you know, just an enjoyment to that. So my dad's friends were Evel Knievel, Carl Walenda. Nick Walenda is a, you know, friend of mine. Just so we all run a tight ship, and sometimes people can do, and sometimes people can design, set up and support, and be able to create for others. And that's sort of where I'm at. Currently I've got shows at SeaWorld of or San Diego's, Disney at Cirque du Soleil, Downtown Disney events, and also on this tour of MGM beautiful locations. So what I've done is we've partnered up with this great company called Dreamcast and Entertainment, and they just have a 20-year reputation of delivering great content for MGM properties. Most notably, Beau Rivage, just different ones. Now we're on this tour. And and I've been rambling so long, I forgot the question. What did you ask me?
Oh, I was just asking to list some of your biggest Guinness World Records.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So walking a wire on a cruise ship is one. It was at sea. It was, so that's it. When you think about walking on a boat, it rocks back and forth, front, and then it's pitch. It's called pitch, roll, and yaw. The movement that only a plane or a boat have. Other ones are 8 hours balancing on a chair on a high wire in this heart of Times Square in New York City, where I did an interview for 8 hours balancing on a chair on a high wire. Then in 2014, I did 14 Guinness Book World Records. One of them was at the time, one of these has been broken. 14 single finger pushups. One finger on each hand. And then I held a single finger stand for 14 seconds. But I did single finger pull-ups, 14 of them. So a lot of they're diverse. They have nothing to do with, not all of them have to do with comedy or Daredevil, but I'm just that type of a guy. Now, you did hear me right. Single finger pull-ups or single finger push-ups.
That's crazy.
Crazier than
a cruise ship.
Yes, probably.
Wowee, that's wild. Hanging from a helicopter by your toes. You must have some pretty strong fingers and toes.
Yeah, but I'm not smart enough to do anything else. That's why I'm doing this.
I love it. Well, that's the perfect place to leave it. Not smart enough to do anything else. So come see him do that's what right. He knows how to do. Again, everybody, it's the Funambula. Is it Funambula or Funambula?
Yes. Funambula. You know what? Funambula. However you say it. Just come, please buy a ticket. MGM and Dreamcast worked really hard to make these very affordable, economical tickets. I think you can get tickets starting at $15.
Oh, wow.
If you saw this show in Las Vegas, it would be $115. Cheapest ticket that we do somewhere else is $84. People are doing this. We're doing this here because we want to get out and make a difference. We want people to enjoy life. Come for 90 minutes, get away from the headaches and heartaches of life. Don't even think about the news and what's going on. Just come and enjoy. And there is something for everyone. The strong man, the daring young man on the flying trapeze, the pretty girls. We have 11 different countries represented here. Cuba, Brazil, Colombia, Canada, Mexico, America, Ukraine and Russia, and Kazakhstan to Mongolia. So please come and enjoy. It is absolutely fun for the whole fam.
I love it. Again, everyone, it's Funambula and MGM National Harbor. It'll be June 29th through July 13th. Most of those nights are 7 p.m., but then, you know, on the weekends, there's a couple, you know, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
So check the website. But thanks so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Sir, thank you. You are you're bordering on the professional. Thank you very much.
I'm bordering on the professional. until you find out, I've been doing this whole interview on one finger, one toe. All right, take care, man.
Sir, thank you so much.